USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says he's pleased that Congress has passed the National Defense Authorization Act, which gives a 3.1% raise to active military members.
This is a well-deserved pay raise for the men and women of the military who continue to make great sacrifices for the nation as they stand watch all over the world to protect America. It will also help ensure that we continue to recruit our country's best talent into the armed forces.
Esper giving his final press briefing in 2019. A Southeast Texas woman is under arrest in connection with the disappearance of an Austin mother and child. The woman is accused of kidnapping and tampering with evidence. Austin police say she lured Heidi Broussard and Margot Carey to her home in Houston. The three-week-old Carey was found alive and is now with Child Protective Services. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
With the latest on the U.S. economy, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The new government figures released on Friday morning show the U.S. economy grew at a rate of 2.1% in the year's third quarter. The Commerce Department's unrevised reading from last month, in line with what economists expected, consumer spending, which makes up more than two-thirds of the nation's economy, rose to 3.2%. Analysts say it appears the economy is continuing its moderate pace of expansion as the year comes to a close. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The E. coli outbreak in romaine lettuce continues. The CDC is confirming that there are 138 cases of E. coli in 25 states. The most recent one occurred December 1st. Of the total cases, half have resulted in hospitalizations. CDC officials are advising consumers to avoid romaine lettuce from Salinas, California. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bank. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Federal prosecutor John Durham is looking into the Russia investigation into the Trump 2016 campaign. Attorney General William Barr joins Fox News and says there's more folks that are being looked into, including former CIA Director John Brennan.
He's not just looking at the FBI. He's looking at other agencies and also private and departments and also private actors. And so it's a much broader investigation. And also he's not just looking at the FISA aspect of it. He is looking at all the conduct both before and after the election.
So would that include the CIA?
It would include agencies that could have been involved in this.
One of the top scams of 2019 regarding computers and technology was receiving a phone call or message on your computer saying that you needed to call a phone number to get your computer unlocked. This scam is popularly known as the Microsoft hoax, and it certainly is a hoax. Maury Haber is a cybersecurity expert with Beyond Trust, and he says,
the threat actors typically want you to sit in front of your computer, change settings, alter your computer in order for them to compromise it.
As far as what to do if you come across one of these attacks?
When you come across one of these pop-ups or voice phishing attacks, the best thing to do is just hang up and close the window. If you need, reboot your computer.
That audio courtesy of ABC 15 News in Phoenix, Arizona. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.